Welcome to the Green Room as we have a discussion with the principals from the Wichita Grand Opera about their performance taking place, not this weekend, but the following weekend, so you have time to tell your friends. Good afternoon. We have got Philip Lopez and Matt Corker and Whitney Reeder on the line, and we're chatting with them about that performance. How do you pronounce, I'll just leave this you to pronounce this, Whitney, the concert coming up.
It's one of Puccini's biggest and most ambitious operas, if not the most. It's called La Fanciulla del West, the Golden Girl of the West, as it's commonly called in translation. It's a story of Minnie, who runs a saloon in California. Cloudy Mountain is the name of the community. She's surrounded by miners. She serves as sort of a muse to the miners. She teaches them, and the sheriff is Jack Rance. He's in love with Minnie. Minnie, however, is not in love with Rance. She's in love with Dick Johnson, whose real name is Ramirez, who's a bandit. And she finds out in the course of the story that she's in love with a bandit. And so it's actually a story of redemption, very cinematic music that sounds like a movie soundtrack often, but it's just immense, immensely wonderful and beautiful writing, both for the voice and for the orchestra. Really happy to have both Phil and Matt Corker in the cast. Phil, I've known for a while. We did Don Giovanni together, I think, in 2019. I was still living in Europe at the time, but came back to Wichita, which is my home. I grew up here to do that. And he was Mazzetto, and then he was here recently for the West Side Story. So that was a lot of fun in November. And Matt, I've just recently gotten to know based on the recommendation of Hillary Grace Taylor, who's on the faculty at WSU, and told me I need to know about this tenor. And when I heard him, I realized why she told me that. So it's been great to have Matt join our WGO family as well.
So Philip, if I can put you on the spot, you play two roles, Sid and Castro. I take it they're probably both bearded.
Yeah,
that's one change you're not willing to make in the middle of the opera.
Right. Yeah, unless they have me like put some spirit gum and a mustache and a little faux beard, you know.
No, so I actually was onto something there. I didn't think so.
Yeah, you never know.
So what's your background? I understand you're a graduate at you're a graduate of the Opera Masters program at Wichita State.
Yeah.
And and otherwise, what's your background in this type of music?
Yeah. So I've actually looked at all my statistics for the operas I've ever learned, all of them, and Puccini is my most performed composer by far. Obviously his music is extremely popular for opera companies to program. However, La Fanciulla del West is a little bit less common than the rest, which makes this performance all the more special, considering that, you know, the performance forces necessary to put on this show are pretty different from the other Puccini operas. But yeah, I was a graduate at Wichita State University, really, really happy to have gone there, studied with Alan Held and Samuel Ramey, you know, the Kansas native. So from there, I went on and started my career on the East Coast and then moved all over the place. And yeah, I'm just really happy to be here and doing such a really special opera.
So Whitney, if there is a story, how did you come to choose this opera over all of the things you could have done next?
Good question, because even just within the scope of Puccini operas, it's difficult to choose because each one is more wonderful than all the others, depending on the flavor of the month. It's Tosca, Madama Butterfly, La Boheme. But this is an important piece for several reasons. First of all, it's the 250th anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence. So we've had something of an American thread woven through our season this year. West Side Story, All Is Calm, Fanciulla del West. In June, we're going to be doing Scalia Ginsburg, which is a chamber opera about the two Supreme Court justices. We'll be doing that in the historic county courthouse. And then we'll do a big patriotic concert. And oh, I forgot to say, we're going to do 1776 about the founding fathers during the River Fest and Mary Jane Teals.
And then God.
Yeah, I know.
I love that one.
So I wanted to underscore the patriotic sentiment that we're all feeling right now. Also, it's been talked about quite a bit between the walls of WGO for years, in fact, but it's never been done due to the difficulty of casting and the difficulty of orchestral writing. It's a rarely done piece because of the difficulty. So I thought this is the time to meet that challenge head on. So we have a cast consisting of local people and people from all over the country. I'm really, really happy that Alan Held is singing with us. He was able to carve out time from his really busy schedule, performing schedule, school schedule, and so on. I'm happy to have other local people in the chorus. We've got wonderful local casts and then people that have been here before. Phil was here for West Side Story. Shannon Jennings was here for West Side Story. Craig Verne was here for La Boheme and so on. And Victor Starsky is an absolutely magnificent tenor. He's going to be making his debut with the Royal Scottish Opera next year. So his career is really taking off. We're catching him on the way up, so to speak. And frankly, I just love the opera. So there was no choice for me but to do it.
Well, we're talking about the opera, which will be performed in the Century 2 Concert Hall on April 18th at 7 o'clock and on the 19th at 3 o'clock. And we're lucky enough to have on the line Whitney Reeder and Matt Corcoran and Philip Lopez. And we've all just been kind of chatting about the opportunity that you have to take part in this really an extraordinary piece of art that we've talked about how some of the music is undergoing a renaissance, but it's been a while since something quite like this has been performed in Wichita. So, Matt, I'm not even sure. I would guess, given that Philip sounded like he was our baritone, that you are our tenor.
You betcha. Yep. I never get mistaken for a bass. Actually, that's not true. I'm a big guy, and sometimes people are like, "That guy's a bass." And I'm like, "No, that's not." You hear me talk for 2 seconds, and you know.
So, who do you play?
I play Joe. I play one of the minors in town, and it's really interesting because this cast is the ensemble is so big. Like the putting the show together is really just like its own work of art. The fact that like you have so many different voices kind of chiming in at all these different times. So while yes, it's a smaller role, as we say in the business, there are no small roles, and every single one of us has a really important piece to this kind of really intricate puzzle that creates this opera.
So, what's your background?
So my background is I'm currently finishing up my doctoral degree at the University of Oklahoma, Boomer Sooner, of course. And so I'm going to be Dr. Matt probably within the end of this year. And I've been singing and performing classical music for the better part of 10, 15 years or so, and performing, in Dallas, around this kind of area like Oklahoma, branching out now into Kansas and whatnot. And
And
the other thing.
I'm going to interrupt you, Matt, and brag on you because you just got an Oscar for your voice. Why don't you talk
I was gonna bring that up at some point, don't you
about
worry. Ironically, so on I think it was March 10th, I got contacted by Whitney to say, "Hey, we need somebody to come in and sing this role of Joe in the opera.
And the
Are you
reason why
available?"
that was so late was because another singer who was slated to do it got sick. So Matt had to do this in record speed, no time at all. And he did.
While that was happening, I was like, "Yeah, sure." We started rehearsals kind of around March 20th, and I was very honest. I was like, "Hey, just so you know, a couple of days before I show up for rehearsal, I'm going to be in California for the Oscars because I'm in a short film called The Singers, which won. It actually famously tied for best live action short at the Oscars this past year. So I'm technically in an Academy Award winning film where I sing Bessie La Giuba from I Pagliacci by Leoncavallo.
And folks can see you live. A couple opportunities to see you live right here in River City, weekend after next in the Century 2 Concert Hall. They're doing La Fanciulla.
That's pretty
I'm just not good at
nail
it.
gun.
It's the girl of the Golden West in my book, pretty much.
One thing that comes up repeatedly in the opera are the words doo-dah. The minors all sing doo-dah, 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 day. So since the nickname of Wichita is Doo-Dah, and we've got our wonderful Doo-Dah Diner here, right beneath Kellogg, we like to celebrate a lot of Wichita pride.
So it's essentially a commercial right in the middle of the opera is what you're telling us. Finally get around to talking about tickets. And I was not kidding when I offered to these gentlemen that it's good for us to have this opportunity to make sure you know the most straightforward way to get tickets because folks get scammed sometimes and we'd hate for you to overpay. So if you were advising someone, and you are right now, how would you say to get tickets, Whitney?
Go to www.wichitagrandopera.org and you'll find a link that goes directly to select a seat. And come and bring all your friends because it's going to be a once in a lifetime experience in Wichita. Of that, I'm sure.
Yep, take the big vehicle because parking is the same charge whether you're taking a Beetle or the microbus. And and again, I would like to assure you that it's actually pretty straightforward. It's one of those 21st century things where it involves a phone app and everything like that, but they won't take, the name of your firstborn and all this other information just to get you signed up for parking. And then you've got a short walk there, Century 2, which is in good repair these days, I think.
Yeah.
You don't have any lights falling on you as you rehearse or anything like that, right?
No, it's a wonderful acoustic for the human voice, too, as we've discovered and shown time after time.
Yeah, again, that's the concert hall itself at Century 2, April 18th and 19th. Tickets at the Wichita Grand Opera website. Thanks again to the three of you. Break several legs amongst yourselves and have a good performance both nights. Both
You
nights.
think?
All right, thank you so much. Take
Be
care.
well.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, guys.